Well, the brand new head of the LAPD walked into roll call, thumbing the Times.
First order of business is this Heidi whore, just under our noses, in front of our faces, pimping our girls out, committing her crimes.
Dispatch some hack named Sammy Lee to a party at the Rangoon Racket Club.
Dressed him up nice from the head of the shoes, clearly knowing no call girl crawls up on a schlub.
Well, he spots a poor chick, and then Tom will be sorry as he circles the club in a rented Ferrari. They start chatting at the bar about his business and his car. After a drink, he sets the bait.
Men need release. You're aware, babe, and I won't deny my man. And profits increase. You're aware, babe, when you please the business partners from Japan.
How about I book a suite at Sunset Tower? How about you pencil in about an hour? How about tomorrow night? How about you bring two friends?
All right.
He's on the prowl for it.
Pandering, pandering, pandering. Pandering, pandering, pandering.
Well, the girls went to meet that Sammy Lee and two Japanese cops who were thrilled to be there.
We knocked on the door of the penthouse apartment. They greeted us warmly and pulled up a chair.
The men laid down $5,000 in cash and they said they'd love a little show.
We start tripping down as we put on some music. They pull out the handcuffs as we pull out the blow.
I'm taking the garbage out, and like a torrent,
the LAPD comes brandishing a warrant.
Storm right through my door, find coke in my sock drawer. And traveler check signed by Charlie Sheen.
Traveler check signed by Charlie Sheen.
Pandering, pandering, pandering. Pandering, pandering, pandering.
So I was thrown into the back of a police car and I watched my Beverly Hills home that I worked so hard for disappear into the distance through the back window. I was a wreck, yes, but I had been in the hills long enough to know that there was no such thing as bad publicity. The one thing you don't want is no publicity. So imagine my shock when I get out of jail the next morning and my arrest is conveyed only through a tiny, tiny little blurb in the LA Times. I mean, the Ziggy comic strip was bigger that day. So I said, fine, if no one will notice, if no one is interested, I, ever the self-promoter, will make them interested. This isn't your average arrest here. This is a story that Hollywood, let alone the world, had never seen before. So I made a ring to an old friend of the LA Times. And I dropped every salacious detail of this made-for-primetime story. And she listened. Hi, I'm calling for Sean Hubler. This is Heidi Fleiss.
Pandering, pandering, pandering. Pandering, pandering, pandering.
Soon Hollywood is all a buzz
and hungry for a slut to shame.
They're all speculating and calling and begging a poor little Heidi. Their name.
Seems Billy Idol's not immune.
He's sweating through his underwear. His publicist drips over every response. Says
there may have been sex, but there was no commerce there.
They'll say that they hate you, but really they love you. And even if not, they're at least thinking of you.
Yes, sir.